BFBS. Your stories. Seven Brigade.
Honey Garrison has a new commander, Brigadier Paul Nansen. Where have you been prior to taking up your post as commander of 7th Armour Brigade?
Anthony, I've been quite lucky. I've been in Germany now for the last 10 years. I started off in Gütersloh as Chief of Staff 102 Log Brigade, and then moved up to Celle to be a company commander with the Fusiliers in Celle. And then since then, I was CEO again back in Celle, and then we moved, if you remember, we moved from Celle to Fallingbostel before then going to Hereford for my last job. I've been Chief of Staff at the division down in Hereford before coming back.
So you know Germany perfectly well then?
Yeah, and I'm delighted to still be in Germany. Kids are very happy here. They've moved from school to school and have found it easy to mix in, which has been good. So yeah, delighted to be back in the Honig Garrison.
And what are you most looking forward to during your time here?
Well, I think professionally it's a great opportunity to be able to command again. Everybody loves command, that's what we join for. And having commanded my battalion and thinking that was probably about it, to be given the chance to command a brigade, fantastic opportunity. And I think, to command the Desert Rats, probably one of the most famous brigades around, is a great honour and a privilege. And I think also, as you said, I do understand Germany pretty well now. And I think as we go through some of the challenges we'll get with army transformation over the coming year or so, I think I'm in a good place to lead us through.
And it's deployment time. How's the deployment going? Because it's quite different this time, isn't it? Supporting 3 Commander and previously 7th Armour Brigade have done the deployments really on their own.
Yeah, I think it's a different challenge. I think if I'm honest, as a professional soldier, I'm slightly frustrated that the headquarters is not going out with the rest of the brigade to command, but we're over that now, and we've had a very important job supporting 3 Commander Brigade and providing them with the ability for them to focus on training themselves to go, whereas we've been helping them train the units. And that's been a pretty big job, and I know the boys in the headquarters have been working flat out for the last 6 months making sure that training is first rate, and it has been first rate, and I think we've added real value to their preparation.
A lot of people away at the moment, a lot of people still going. Do you have any message for those friends and families who've got loved ones that recently deployed to Afghanistan and their families are still here?
Yeah, I have. I've got two main things. I mean, firstly, as you've touched on, we've been intimately involved in the training of the brigade for operations, and I can tell them that I've been through this 3 times now, 3 iterations of training, and these boys are going out the door particularly well trained, so they should have confidence in that. Secondly, they should have confidence in 3 Commander Brigade, who are a very good organisation who will look after them extremely well. And I said two, but I'm going to add a third one, and that is, of course, my main effort as Headquarters 7 Brigade is to look after the families and the friends of those who are deployed. And me being here means I can put my weight behind that, and they should rest assured that I'll do everything I can to look after them while the boys and girls are away.
And I should imagine, because it's a very important and very busy time at the moment, that you're not going to get that much time to yourself. You've really had to hit the ground running. What do you and your family do in your spare time?
Yeah, well, I'm actually finding out just how busy it is at the moment, so I've still got a bit of that to come. But as I said before, when you asked me what I'm looking forward to, I mean, we the family have enjoyed Germany. As I said, I've got 2 young kids, and one thing I haven't achieved, and I've been here 10 years, it's been embarrassing to say, I haven't managed to get them skiing. So I'm looking forward to perhaps this winter finding a bit of time and getting away and finding some snow somewhere and seeing how they cope with that. So that's one thing I'm going to do. For the rest of the time, just enjoy Germany. It's still a great place to be, and looking forward to another 2 years.
Brigadier Nansen, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
This is Anthony Ballard for BFBS Radio in Germany.
Tell us your stories. Email germany@bfbs.com. BFBS.